Okay, a very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Nun, Psachim 50a, pagination page 99. In a number of selections of the Talmud, we talk about who is truly wealthy. And we have all kinds of ethical teachings on the topic. So on this staff, we have a number of ethical teachings regarding who is really unwealthy. In other words, we take a look at the person and we think he's doing great, but in reality, he's not doing well at all. So let's see a number of these cases as we go through today's daf. There's a pasuk which refers to Or Yikaros V'Kipaon, which is something which is dear and also very light. It's mechubad, honorable, but also very floaty, fleety. And what is it that's doing this transition? The Gemara has a number of explanations. One of them can be found about 10 lines from the top, the beginning of the line, for Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, this is referring to Eilu b'nei Adam, sheyikarin hein ba'olam hazeh, they're honorable, they're heavy, weighty, respectable in this world, ukefuyim hein la'olam haba, but in the world to come, they're floating. There's no weight to them. Bunch of hot air. Kehadu Rav Yosef b'reidu Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, like the story of Rav Yosef, the son of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, cholash, he got sick, v'isnogid, he had an out-of-body experience, he actually died for a period of time. Kihoda Omar le'avua, when he came back, his father asked him, my chazes, what did you see? Omar le, he said, olam hafach ra'isi, I saw a world that's upside down. El yonim lemata, the people on top are on bottom, v'tachtonim lemaila, and the people on bottom are on top. Omar lo, so he told his son, Bini, my son, Olam Bara Ra'isa, you saw the world like it really is. Va'anan Hechi Hosam, and he asked him, and how are we, the Torah scholars, over there, how are we considered? And he answered him, Ki Hechi De Asi Anan Hocha, just like we're considered here, Hachi Asinan Hosam, same way we're considered over there, that they're respected in a religious sense. If they're really respected, they're respected there too. V'shamati shayu omrim, and I heard that they say over there, Ashami shabalekan v'tamuda b'yado, praised is the person who comes here and his Torah is in his hands. Simple explanation presumably is that he remembers what he learnt because he reviewed it many times. Another explanation is v'tamuda b'yado, that he wrote notes, and those notes surround him. The Talmud is literally in his hands. V'shamati, and I heard, Shayu omr maruge malchus en adam yochel lamo b'michitzasan. There are certain people who are killed by the government, and no one can get near them. They're so holy, they're so great, you can't go into their enclosure. Omani, who is this referring to? Ilema Rabbi Kiva v'chaveiro, people who were killed by the government like Rabbi Akiva. That's the only reason you can't get near them. They were great in their own right. It's talking about people that you would never realize their greatness. Rashi tells us there were two brothers that when an accusation was made against the Jewish community that a certain princess was killed, had nothing to do with Jewish community, there was no reason to fault them, but that's what was happening. These two brothers came forward and confessed, so to speak. They took it upon themselves to be punished for the crime, and they saved the Jewish community. So, in terms of their lives, presumably, they weren't so great. But because of this deed, they became great and are considered in a league of their own. So this is the first presentation that I wanted to bring out, that you have people who are considered wealthy, considered great, and it's exactly the opposite. And sometimes you have people who are presumed to be unworthy, And in reality, they're very worthy. Let's turn the page. And towards the middle of the page, there's a two dots about a quarter of the way down. And this piece of Gemara takes us to the wide lines. The Gemara tells us there are cases of Zoriz v'Niskar, people who work quickly, they're very dedicated, and it's beneficial because they know how to regulate it. And there's also Zoriz v'Nifsad. There are people who work quickly, and they lose out. They end up being so motivated that they lose control, and they end up doing whatever it is they're doing in an improper time, a time that's not beneficial. So the Gemara can be found about midway in the smaller lines. At the end of the line, it's Zoriz v'Nifsad de'Ovid. Last word on the line is de'Ovid. Zoriz v'Nifsad, the case of a person who's motivated, but he ends up losing out. De'Ovid kula Shabbata, he works a whole week. V'Ovid b'Ma'aleh Shabbata, but he also works on Friday close to Shabbos. So I'm glad he's motivated. I'm glad he's working. But he ends up with demerit, if you will. It's not beneficial. Another case. First wide line. Hametzapa l'schar ishto v'rechayim. A person who places too much hope, too much motivation in the wages of his wife and in the mill. So we have to see what this means. Ein roa siman bracha la'olam, he will not see blessing from such things. So what's it talking about? Schar ishto, wages of his wife, mitukulta. So Rashi tells us something that disgraces his wife. She's working very, very hard for a small wage, and it's degrading. The case that's given is that she walks in the marketplace with a scale, and she's the one that you go to if you want to weigh something. So apparently there was very little wage in it, and there was a lot of disgrace. It's not an easy job, a dignified job. So certainly it has nothing to do with the fact that she's certifying the weight. It doesn't mean it's disgraceful to be a notary public or something. It's referring to a specific type of description of a job. And however that plays it out in each society, to disgrace oneself, one's wife, for small benefit means that a person doesn't appreciate the dynamic here. And the same thing, Rechaya Igarta, a person who rents out his mill, very little wage, and it's hard work. But the Gemara continues, but if his wife is bringing in an income that she's selling things, something in a dignified way that generates decent money, so then that's a praise. Dechsev, as the Pasuk says, in Eshes Chayo, Sadin Osasava Timkar, she makes cloth and she sells it. So it really depends on what the dynamic is in the particular income that we're referring to. But again, if the person thinks you're going to make a little extra money, he's so proud of himself, so one has to weigh the benefit against whatever the degrading aspect of that work is. One final thing I'd like to mention, even though there are a few here, you're welcome to do them for homework. The Gemara says that there was a specific prayer that was stated by Anshe Knesset HaGedola, the men of the Great Assembly, Al Kosvei Sforim Tefillin Umezuzas, on people who write Stam, the Sofrim, the scribes, and by extension, seems to perhaps affect many people in Avodas HaKodesh. The prayer was Shelo Yisashru, they shouldn't become wealthy. Shelmole Misashrin, because if they become wealthy, Ein Kosvin, they would not stay in the profession. There's something apparently serene, or whatever it is, that the person doesn't make it big. And they prayed they shouldn't make it big because we want them to stay in this noble profession. The Gemara continues though and says, Vim Oskim Lishma, five lines from the bottom, if they do it for the right reasons, meaning they're motivated in the right way, and therefore even if they became wealthy, they would still continue to do it, then Rowan, they will see benefit from it, and it'll become a sustainable profession. But you have a number of things here where a person thinks, oh, this is a get-rich-quick idea. Some people think going into Rabbanus, you see certain types of rabbis, they make it big, big salaries, fancy cars. So you have to be aware that if you go in it for the wrong reasons, then you actually have a prayer working against you. Anshei Knesset HaGedola davened. A person shouldn't become wealthy, they should remain humble. Whatever this prayer is, it's a very powerful perspective. But, im oskim l'shma, if the person is truly committed, then we have the statement from the beginning of the Gemara, va'anan, and us, how are we perceived? So, there's nothing wrong. Kihechi, just like we're over here, we're over there, that in the deeper perception of the person, they are truly what they are cracked up to be, if you'll allow that expression. There's a cute story, they say, of a person, a malamed, a teacher of Torah, who said that if he would be Rothschild, he'd be richer than Rothschild. So they asked him, how could you be richer than Rothschild? So he said he would be Rothschild, but he would still do tutoring on the side. So he'd be richer than Rothschild. So that's this Gemara. Im oskim l'shma, if they're dedicated for the right reasons, they're not going to give up their profession. So then, fine, so let them be Rothschild. Doesn't bother us. We're just worried that a person who becomes wealthy is going to drop his teaching Torah. So then there's a prayer of the Anshei Knesset HaGedola that's working against them. Kol tov.